You're listening to Rutgers Radio on 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick and online at WRSU.org.
Seconds to countdown.
Good luck.
Watch and be like, now can you do that all over again?
How do I sound now? Not good? This is a milestone event. We are excited to be here. Okay, we do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, and run.
That you can count the stars on that flag, you can thank a teacher. That you have that flag as a flag of your country, you can thank a veteran.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Veterans Corner. My name is Don Busney. We're brought to you courtesy of WRSU-FM New Brunswick. And I'm here with my co-host, U.S. Navy and Iraq War veteran, Mr. Dennis Penny. Dennis, how you doing?
Doing good, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Well, before we start today's program, we would like to honor the memory of Chief Warrant Officer Michael Kozlowski, United States Coast Guard. Chief Warrant Officer Michael Kozlowski gave his life in the service of his country on Thursday, January 31st, in Homer, Alaska. He was married to his wife, Bree, for 15 years. They had 4 children. Our prayers go out to Chief Kozlowski and for Bree and for his 4 children. Now, over to Dennis.
So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Veterans Corner, and I'd like to introduce Rita Cottrell and Patrice Murray from Oak Hill Academy. Ladies, how you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
Good. Let's give a little background on our guests. And actually, we have to give an announcement to the headmaster at Oak Hill Academy, Mr. Joseph Pacelli. So, Rita, we'll start with you. Can you give a little background on where you're from originally, what schools you attended, some of your hobbies, and how did you get started with becoming an educator in New Jersey?
Sure. Well, I am a Monmouth County girl, grew up in Neptune City, little town nestled among Avon and Belmar. Stayed there most of my young life, moved to Lincroft about 30 years ago and stayed there since. I have 4 grown children. I went to Rider University for my first degree. I'm a CPA, and then eventually began working with a Big 8 public accounting firm. Stayed there for a little while, about 12 years or so. Had a few children. It became a bit difficult to juggle that schedule. I spent a lot of time volunteering with children, and I thought, maybe I want to redirect my energies toward education. So I went back and eventually found my way over at Oak Hill, and I am very blessed to say I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work.
Most people can't say that, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Patrice, we'll start. We'll follow up with you too. So a little background on where you're from originally, some of your collegiate accolades, and how did you get started as an educator, and especially with Oak Hill?
Sure. Born in Staten Island and moved to Homedale, New Jersey, and basically all my education is through Homedale, and then I went to Monmouth College at that point. Got my undergraduate degree there in elementary education, and then got my master's there in educational administration. And from going through Monmouth, one of my college professors had recommended Oak Hill Academy, where Mr. Pacelli, our headmaster, had just opened the school. And I went for an interview. He actually called me, ironically, and I started and have been there ever since. So it's been 37 years. Mm-hmm. The school's been there for 38 years. I've been there for 37. So it's just, as Rita said, I don't call it a vocation. It's an avocation for so many of us there. But what Mr. Pacelli has done for the students and the parents and the teachers is just truly amazing. What a great experience. In terms of hobbies and things like that, don't have much time. I'm a college tennis coach at Monmouth University, so I have a lot of responsibility with the team throughout the entire year.
Exactly. So. Ladies, this is an open-ended question for actually both of you. So Oak Hill Academy. So for someone who's not familiar with Oak Hill Academy or where it is, where it's located, can you give a little background or, you know, some of the mission statements you guys try to do as far as assisting the pre-K students as well as their remaining students at Oak Hill?
Sure. It's a unique school in the sense that very value-driven, a lot of character education, a very strong academic program. Our kids are well-rounded. We're in Lincroft, 290 students, 20 acres. We're on a beautiful campus, great facilities. Our staff is, we think, the best in the state of New Jersey, 75 faculty and staff, just a very cohesive group of people, you know, led by Mr. Pacelli. So it's a great school. Kids have been very successful going through it. Our graduates continue to amaze us on a daily basis. And they're very close to the school.
Right. So Rita, as far as being a math teacher now, I always tell people, you know, teachers are kind of like, you don't realize how the importance of teachers as far as confidence and kind of, you know, getting stuff done, because you know children, they don't know things. They don't, you know, we think we know some things, but sometimes we're younger, but we don't really know. As far as being a teacher and educator, how do you find a connection between teaching and also giving confidence to students as far as, you know, making sure they know what they're doing and, you know, they're not going into a situation, especially with math. Like, math's a real Absolutely. Difficult subject. Even now, like, my son, I can't even help him with his math homework. I don't know what he's like, hey, man, I can't help you, sorry. Because he just right. even do it different. Because I remember right. when I did math, I think he showed me a problem. It was like 10 minus 9. So how I did it growing up, you know, you take Cross away the one, and then you carry the you know, 1 to the 10, you subtract. He's adding zeros to it. Right. Some other, I don't know what that is, man. So, and I'm sure you've seen this change throughout the year. 100%. So, how do you balance the two between adapting new things and kind of mixing with the old stuff as far as the teaching the students?
Well, you're 100% right. Math, I think of all the subjects, it can bring people to tears. And I'll have parents come to me and say, you know, their child is struggling at home and comes to a battle against wills, you know, having to have the child do their work. So my goal every year is to take those students who walk into my class who feel that they can't do math or they don't like math and just keep bolstering them along. And just little successes is all it takes. And I try to introduce kids love games. I try to introduce a concept and then incorporate a game. For example, last week in my fifth grade class, after they learned how to multiply fractions, we took out the fraction dice. And who doesn't like to play games?
Right.
And, you know, as they get the answers right, all of a sudden, hey, this concept they were scared of is not so scary after all. So it's just little baby steps. You know, math, I teach six different courses, so I have six different preps. So I'm completely changing gears, and the way I teach depends upon which group is in there. So my geometry class I teach is completely different. But it all starts with those teeny little successes and building on them.
You know, Rita, I think I'd like to sign up for your fifth grade class. I really would, you know. But in the meantime, let's take a song break. And as we do in the Veterans Corner, we always ask our guests to select the songs. So the first song that was chosen was Some Gave All by Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, who chose that song?
Actually, I chose the song, you know, having a son in the military. It just encapsulates what it means to, you know, enlist and serve our country.
And your son is in the United States Marine Corps, correct?
Yes.
Hoorah.
And hoorah. And his name is Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
Well, let's dedicate this song to Ryan, United States Marine Corps. Here we go.
Thank you. called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Now Sandy Kane is no longer here, but his words are also clear as they echo throughout our land. All his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. I love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
And we're back on the Veterans Corner with Dennis Penny and Don Busney. And we are brought to you courtesy of WRSFM New Brunswick. And our guests today from the Oak Hill Academy in Lincroft, New Jersey, are Rita Cottrell and Patrice Murray. Now, back to Dennis.
Patrice, before the break, we were talking about, in addition to you being a director for personnel administration for Oak Hill Academy, you're also the Monmouth University's women's tennis coach, and also you are a multi-athlete Hall of Fame collegiate athlete, which is a great accolade. Can you talk about the differences between being with collegiate-level students and being with younger, elementary grade students? Is there a difference, or are there any similarities?
A lot of similarities, actually, Dennis. Yeah, it's kind of cool that I get the ability to deal with 4-year-olds and then a couple hour later deal with the 22-year-olds and still have their needs, have their wants. But I've always been the type of person, I like being busy. I like multitasking all the time. I've been involved in athletics my entire life as a player and then as a coach. And I've had such tremendous experience in my educational career and with my personal coaches in high school and college, that I always felt it was something for me to give back. They were such a influence in my life that I hope I can be an influence in my students at Oak Hill and then also my tennis players for the past 34 years at Monmouth University. So it's fun to have that break to go and to be with them and to continue that involvement in collegiate athletics.
And I'm sure, like I said, there's so to me, it's crazy because to me, elementary school kids and college kids aren't that different. You know, they think they know it all. You really can't tell them anything.
Right.
They have their own ideas of how things should be. I always tell people, you don't know what you don't know. I forget I had to tell my students, you know, sometimes I forget I was their age once. So I had to kind of put myself in their mindset, like, hey, you know, I was 21 once to me. Because I think the problem is, too, with, and I, this is my personal experience. I see it with a lot of students and everything. It's like sometimes with older people, it's quick to criticize someone. Oh, you're not doing X, Y, Z. You're not doing this. You should be doing it this way. And I always say, me now being an older person, you need to pull them aside. If you see a younger person doing something and you don't agree with it, instead of criticizing them, you know, criticizing them, make, hey, pull them aside. Hey, young man, young lady, why don't you do this? Why don't you show them the right way to do something instead of criticizing them and kind of putting them down, because all they see is some quote-unquote old person who doesn't know what they're talking about and you can't live. If you, I've noticed them, you know, if you take someone aside and tell them this is why you should do this and give them an explanation, they'll be more susceptible to that as opposed to do this because I say so, you know, or I'm right, you're wrong, you know. So I do that with my own son. Instead of being this because I say so, I say, hey, do this because if you don't, this might happen. Do this because if you do this, you'll be more successful. The unknown, they're going to want to know what it is. So if you keep that part out, they're going to be, oh, well, I'm listening to you. You don't know what you're talking about. So that's where I see the differences as far as dealing with younger kids and also collegiate students. You kind of have to explain why things are.
And that will never change. You still have to know it. As we always say, we're lifelong learners.
Right.
So that's never going to stop.
Right. And also, too, I'm a big component of I don't know everything. They say one of the key things for successful people is them admitting they don't know everything, you know, and you're always improving, always evolving, becoming a better version of yourself. And that's the ultimate goal. So since 2001, Oak Hill Academy has been the driving force between Veterans Tribute that honors our military and veterans each November. So Patrice or Rita, can you talk about the Veterans Tribute, how it started, and what are some of the things you guys do for that?
Sure. It actually, 2001, with the horrific events of 9/11, our school is located in where Lincroft, in the town of Middletown, and our town was hit hard by that attack, along with so many other towns in our area. Our school services kids from about 40 different towns, so we had a number of families that were affected, and then a number of families had come to us after 9/11 to then join our Oak Hill family. So we said, I had gone to our headmaster, Ms. Pacelli, and said after that, when we have Veterans Day, instead of just making an announcement on November 11th, the 11th hour on the 11th day, the 11th month, that it's Veterans Day, the whole bit, I said, we've got to do something, you know, more. So it was born out of that idea, of that tribute, of recognizing the sacrifices and the patriotism. And we started small. And every year I just try to, so it's been 18 years, and we just try to come up with different types of topics that are going to be interesting for the students. And it's about teaching the next generation of the sacrifices and the appreciation of what our veterans and their families have endured. So every year it grows and grows. And I am incredibly fortunate to have the staff behind what we do. And, you know, with Rita and her background, with her son and so passionate about it, and a few others that are right there for you. And our staff is so talented with their strengths of their skills that they have. And then our students just blow you away with what they can do. So even though I put it together, it's really the kids that shine, and they just do an incredible job. The teachers, when they come to the program every year, now it runs 2.5 hours. Each year, different program every year, 2.5 hours. Everyone just has to bring tissues. Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time making it through when I'm, you know, running the show. But it's this very emotional time for all of us to go through it. But it's something that kids really enjoy. They look forward to it.
Well, we're going to get more into that in just a minute. But in the meantime, the next song we want to play is American Soldier by Toby Keith. Now, who chose that song?
I have to say, Patrice allowed me to make the selections, and I did this all with my daughter Erin, and she knows how much military means to me and our family, so she aided me.
Okay, well, this is to Rita's daughter Erin. This is American Soldier by Toby Keith. Here we go.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success,
from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Take a stand when liberty's in jeopardy. I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American.
It began with five words. If not me, then who? The Travis Manion Foundation has taken those five words and grown them into a national movement. The Travis Manion Foundation is dedicated to assisting our nation's veterans, families of the fallen, and the next generation of young leaders. It's about remembering the sacrifices of all the men and women who've given their lives for this country and honoring their legacies through service in your own community. It's about adopting the motto, if not me, then who? And applying it to your daily lives like so many others have already done.
All these great things that we live in this beautiful country, it didn't happen because no one chose to serve. Serving should be like in your blood. If not me, then who?
From our 9/11 Heroes Run to putting character to action in your community, discover how you can honor the fallen by challenging the living. Get involved at TravisManion.org.
NASCAR crew members and our military service members have a lot in common. Both work in intense, stressful environments, changing tires under pressure and leading teams, one under fire on the battlefield and the other on pit road. Hope for the Warriors supports our veterans as they embark on their next mission by taking veterans and their families to the racetrack to show them how their skills learned in the military can translate to careers in the civilian sector. Support our military families. Visit hopeforthewarriors.org to stand for hope today.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve. As they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option. We won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
And we're back in the Veterans Corner with Dennis Penny and Don Busney. And we are brought to you courtesy of WRSU-FM New Brunswick. And our guests today from the Oak Hill Academy in Lincroft are Rita Cottrell and Patrice Murray. Now, back to Dennis.
So, before the show and during the break, we were talking about how most Americans now have at least one family member who is either currently in the military or is currently a veteran. And Patrice and Rita, you both have family members who actively served in the military. Patrice, your father was a World War II veteran. Can you talk a little about him and what he did in his service and what his service meant to you?
Sure. My dad, Joseph B. Murray, was a U.S. Army veteran, and he served in World War II, actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And when he was growing up in Staten Island, he went out to the University of Notre Dame and signed up for the reserves, and within weeks or shortly thereafter was then deployed and went down to Fort Belvoir in Virginia, did his training there, and then ended up in over in England and Belgium and stayed in over in the European theater, basically, through that thin entire time. So he was a tech engineer type guy. Unfortunately, he passed away when I was in high school, so didn't get a lot of stories, but as you know, you read about the Greatest Generation, very humble, and did
Absolutely.
Not
right.
give you a lot of stories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So my mom, Kathleen, who's 93, she would tell us the stories, and she would say what the military meant, and then also she was in the Red Cross, so she would be there trying to help the soldiers as they came to through Staten Island or going into New York or being deployed out and stuff like that. So we were just talking before about now there are more people involved in the military. Back then, it seemed like there might be, you know, almost everyone that you knew of your age group was serving in the military or serving as a auxiliary person
right.
to the military. Now, that's not the case. It's getting better. But as in with our staff, there are 75 people in our staff. Rita's the only teacher that has a child in the military. We have, I believe, one teacher whose husband was in the military, or maybe two. So it's not that many now. Back then, it was commonplace.
Right.
So it's good that it's getting back there, that people are recognizing and knowing more people in the military.
Right, absolutely. And to your point, Patrice, you hit the hammer on the nail with that. So usually with Rutgers, we do like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, we do a parade in New Brunswick, we march, and then we meet up with the VFW guys in downtown New Brunswick. And I met this gentleman, I forgot his name, but he's a World War II vet, and he was an Air Corps pilot. So actually, he was at the Battle of the Bulge and D-Day as an Air Corps pilot. And he was telling us a story, and you should have seen everyone's face like, oh, like it's crazy. And he was so humble. And he was like, oh, you know, he goes, I just did whatever you guys did. I was like, nah, man. I was like, you you survived two impossible scenarios, battles.
That,
you know, so
that was living history. You just
right.
heard living history.
Right. And it was amazing how, I believe the general was like 93, 94. His mm-hmm. mind was so sharp. It was just so sharp, snap. And it was kind of surreal that he was just reliving. He was just able to tell everything verbatim. And like you said, he was just so humble. It was just like another day at the office. Mm-hmm. And Rita, your son's currently in the Marine Corps,
yes.
and I know you probably have a lot of emotions going with that. Like, you know, I tell people too, like my mom, I'm my mom's only boy, so the same speech is like, you know, you want your baby to go, but we need people like that. You know, there has to be that man or woman is like, you know what, I'm going to do this because mm-hmm. you know we need that. Because who else is going to do it?
Right.
You know, you need people right. who are going to go head first into danger to protect not only you but everyone else and people he doesn't know
right.
about. So
right.
talk about some of the emotions you went through when you found a soldier in the Marine Corps and how do you feel about him now?
Well, Ryan, 9/11 had a big impact on so many, and including a little 6-year-old boy, and he saw the devastation. So many of our friends were lost, and he will tell you that at that point he made a decision that he knew he wanted to protect the people he loved. He and I went out to eat when it was before he was 17 years old. I remember where we were, and he told me that he had intentions to not go on to college, and he wanted to enlist right out of high school. after 17th birthday, we went over to the recruiting office. And I knew I could hold off on my signature, but I knew he would just go ahead when he was 18. I never wanted him to think I wasn't fully supporting him.
Right.
So with a very heavy heart, I signed the paper. And before he was 18, he was deployed. He was getting ready for deployment. He actually, by the time everything finalized, he had just turned 18. And, you know, I think back to starting at Oak Hill, watching these veterans programs, and I always sat there through the eyes of a granddaughter of a World War One veteran and a niece of World War II, cousin, friend, and to sit there as a mother and to see our program through the eyes of a mother is just, it's incomparable.
It's kind of like a surreal different
feeling. Oh, 100%, 100%.
Well, this next song is everybody's favorite. So here goes, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And that was Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA. And this is Dennis Penny and Don Busney in the Veterans Corner. And we are brought to you courtesy of WRSU-FM New Brunswick. Now back to Dennis.
So, Rita, during the break, we were talking about your son and him joining the Marine Corps, and you told us actually a little interesting story. Can you mind sharing that with, as far as the conversation you had with him when he decided he was actually going to join the military?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of those memories that will stay with me always. So when he told me that he felt that he needed to do this, you know, I did ask him why and was he sure. And he said, Mom, it's my job. He said, I need to take care of the people who I love. And so he's pursuing what he dreamed of.
Absolutely. And Patrice, I know we were, side story, we were talking about the events of 9/11 and how it kind of shaped everybody and affected everybody. And you had a story about a young student who was directly affected by that.
Sure. We had one of our students was in the sixth grade, and her dad was on the Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania. So that that hit, as we said, it hit so many of our schools in the area, but, you know, hit us directly. And then after that, we had a number of families. At one point, I think we had about at least 8 families that all had lost their dads that were then enrolled at our schools. So every year when we did our remembrance of 9/11, it was very poignant. But we also had to be very careful because we had some very young children and some very raw emotion for them to constantly have this reminder, as the whole United States does on September 11th every year. It was a tough time.
Right, and I tell people, you know, that's one of those days where everyone remembers exactly what they were doing, to the T. Like, I remember what I was wearing, I remember what I was doing, I remember who I was with, like, so vividly, like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those life-altering events that, you know, like I said during the break before, whatever we had going on prior to that, September 11, 2001, everyone was American that day.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone was helping each other out. Everyone, you know, it didn't matter if you were white, brown, yellow, you know, whatever race you were, whatever religion you had. Everyone was American that day. And it's so fortunate that sometimes it takes a catastrophic event to unite people, you know, because now it's kind of like the common enemy, you know. And, you know, Rita, I was telling you too, you know, my mother had the same, she's usually why? Like, why even do it? I was like, I have to be that person. Like, who else is going to do it? So, and it takes a special kind of person to do it, you know. There's like 1% of Americans join the military. If it was easy, everyone would do it, you know. So it takes a... It takes a special kind of person to do that. I definitely thank you, and I thank your son for his continued service, because we need people like that to defend us and take care of us when we can.
Well, let's take one last song break, and since we're talking, there is a 9/11 connection to this program. This next song we're going to play is Celine Dion and God Bless America. And I think, as you remember, this song actually came out right after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go, Celine Dion and God Bless America.
White with foam.
And that was Celine Dion and God Bless America. And this is Dennis Penny and Don Busney in the Veterans Corner. And our guests have been Rita Cottrell and Patrice Murray from the Oak Hill Academy. And we are brought to you courtesy of WRSU-FM New Brunswick. Now, back to Dennis.
So, Patrice and Rita, let's talk about Wreaths Across America. It's a volunteer group. Every December coordinates with wreath-laying ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, as well as more than 1,600 locations in all 50 states, sea, and abroad. Can you guys talk about how Oak Hill contributes to that?
Sure. This was our first year ever being really involved with them, and their nonprofit group up in Maine. Morrill and Karen Worcester founded the company, and it's a Christmas tree farm. And Morrill Worcester, his story goes basically when he was a young guy, went down to Arlington National Cemetery, I believe, with the Boy Scouts, made a lasting impact on him. As he got older, he's very patriotic and had some leftover wreaths, and he said, let's bring them down to Arlington. Long story short, it's now they cover 400,000 graves with the wreaths from Wreaths Across America. They have a convoy that starts the week before. It's usually about the second or third week in December. This year it's December 15th that they end up in Arlington. So they start the Sunday before, and they go from Maine down to Arlington, and they stop along the way with this convoy. So we had asked them if we could be part of their stop along the convoy. And so we had to be approved, and we had sent them a lot of our DVDs from our Veterans Day to show them how passionate we are. And this has been an ongoing thing with us. This was not just a first-time event for us.
Right.
And so we were chosen, and there were only two schools in the state of New Jersey this year that were chosen, and Oak Hill Academy is one of them. So we had the entire school out there. We had the Middletown Fire Department and Police Department. They lined one of our local streets with the fire trucks. We had the big flag across the road and everything, and we you know, put on a phenomenal program. The veterans that were in attendance, they brought 12 tractor trailers with them, SUVs and motorcycles, and it was just an unbelievable event. It's probably the biggest event we've ever had at our school.
Right.
And the people during the show, our kids just put on such a great show. They were standing ovation constantly to us afterwards. That was the best show they've ever seen, and that they were just so impressed with the talent level and the fact that our kids understood, and we were appreciating and thanking the veterans for their service and talking to them about the four chaplains. We talked about the Tuskegee Airmen and the Navajo Code Talkers and all these different topics. And so we try to give our kids an education. Wreaths Across America, their motto is remember, honor, teach. Remember the fallen. Honor those who serve and teach the next generation. So that is exactly what we do. So it was really a marriage. So by us teaching this next generation, our students are so appreciative of, and our whole school community is very appreciative, our staff and our parents, everyone is helping out. Everyone is doing something. And some of the teachers will have the kids write some notes to me afterwards and talk about what they had learned during the event and whatever it may be. Just amazing to see out of the mouth of babes of what they're getting out of this. You know it's making a difference because they're learning, and it's our job, because if we don't do it, who is going to do this?
Right.
So that's why we are so passionate about our kids. So our 200 to 300, you know, 300 kids every year, they learn something new about the veteran sacrifices, and the next year they'll learn more things about it. So our kids come back and talk to us about it, and they're sometimes are disappointed with some of the high schools that just don't have that program. And it's something that it was really born out of love and respect.
Absolutely. So, Patrice, if a parent or wants to find more information about Oak Hill Academy or how they can get their child into the academy, where can they contact, where can they look to get
sure.
more information?
Sure. The best thing is website right now, oakhillacademy.com, and we will take care of them. It's pre-K through 8th grade. Tuition assistance is available. Great school academically, but, you know, we work with all, you know, all students, but it is a good, strong school. But would love to entertain, and obviously a very patriotic school also.
Absolutely. So we reached the top of the hour, and I would like to thank Patrice Murray and Rita Cottrell for coming on, speaking about Oak Hill Academy and all the veteran services they offer. This is the point in the broadcast where you'd like to give out shout-outs to friends and family. So Patrice Murray, we'll start with you, friends and family shout-outs.
Well, first of all, thank you, Don and Dennis, for what you do here and your service to the country and what you have here at Rutgers. It's really, really amazing. So thank you for doing what you do and allowing Rita and I to be here. And just to shout out to Mom and brother and sister Joe and Chrissy and everyone at Oak Hill Academy. So Thank you.
Rita Cottrell, you're up. Shout out to friends and family.
Well, I too would like to thank you for having us here today. It's been just a remarkable experience. And just a shout out to my family, my mom, my sisters and brother, my children. Aaron, I think you might be listening. And Ryan, I wish you were listening, but... And, of course, all my family back at Oak Hill.
Don't worry. We had the whole other recording for you so you could send him so you could listen to his mom on the radio. Right? I'd like to give a shout-out to all the Rutgers alum, veterans alike. It's week four in the semester. You guys got a couple more weeks to go, so we'll just power through it, and we'll be good. Don?
Yeah, I just want to thank Rita Cottrell and Patrice Murray and the Oak Hill Academy for all they do in support of our veterans community, with a special shout-out to her Marine son, Ryan. So, ladies, thank you so much for being on the Veterans Corner.
To all the magnificent men and women who wear the uniform of the Armed Forces of the United States, and all you veterans out there who have worn the uniform so proudly, with a special shout out to the over 2,000 student veterans here at Rutgers University, this is for you. Army! Navy. Coast Guard. Air Force. Marine Corps. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of the Veterans Corner. And if you have any questions or comments about the Veterans Corner, please email us at vetscornernj@gmail.com. That is vetscornernj@gmail.com. Please drive safely and tune in again next week.